Got a couple of phenological notes that we want to pass on first, including a recording from Grant Iverson. Grant lives in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and he is the son, the 9-year-old son of my boss, Colleen Iverson, who is a PhD and studies root growth. But Grant is a scientific mind on his own. And here's what Grant had to say about the things that are happening in Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
I'm Grant Kolbeck from Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and I'm 9 years old. And here's the phrenology report. The red buds are flowering, and the dogwoods are doing that as well. The tulip poplar's leaves are coming out, and the dandelions are having their seeds come out. Have a good day.
Hey, Grant. Good to hear your laughter and your happy notes. Yeah, dandelions gone to seed. Now, red buds, Harry Hutchins planted a red bud out here at the college in Grand Rapids, Itasca Community College. And so there are a few red buds in the area, and that red bud out there flowers occasionally. I don't know what years as opposed to what other years, what events take place that make it flower, but there is a red bud this far north. It doesn't do as well as the red buds of the south, and red bud really gives a lie to them, because when you're driving around that country, they are the most gorgeous shade of purple, and almost a pure purple, not burgundy, not red, but purple, and they are stunning. So it's fun to see that. And the dogwoods in Tennessee are trees. And the flowers are as big as a saucer, so they are immense, big white flowers, and not quite like the shrubby dogwoods that we have here. We have several dogwoods in this area, and most of them flower with tiny clusters of white flowers, but nothing on the order of the tree-sized dogwoods of Tennessee.